a preview of this week's episode.
Creating another community and things like that. And it's like a lot of pressure to kind of not recreate my reality here, but also just like starting over and potentially being. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Kind Adulting Podcast, where we talk about all things affecting kind adults. I'm Jordan.
I'm Elise. I'm okay, y'all. I'm just, black girls get it. When you wash your hair and it starts to get colder outside, and I had to like really be in the shower for a long time, and then it's wet, and then it's just like,
yeah,
bro.
Your hair looks cute though. You look like Livy from Jimmy Neutron.
Stop saying that. My therapist is a little that girl that Rihanna played in that kids movie.
Rihanna? Oh, I didn't watch that. I don't know what you're talking about.
But you know what I'm talking about?
I had to look it up. Like, I remember she was in some movie, but I didn't watch it. Well, how was your week?
It was busy. I'm, like, quite tired. Trying to find a little girl.
What's her name?
Home. You have to Google it.
Oh. Well, your hair's out, yeah.
I've had a really busy work week. I feel like I've just been on the go. I was in New York, home 4 days, then went to Alabama for a week with my grandparents. I was in Alabama for a whole week with my grandparents last week. And then came back, literally got off the plane, and then was dotting around the city, literally hours later into the night. So, and then I had really, really long days at work this week. So, yeah, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired.
You went to the Renaissance party.
I did.
I'm so jealous.
It actually was a lot of fun. It's actually what I expected it to be. It was really cool. Aww. One thing, though, that tripped me out, I'm so dumb, is that they had a drag queen named Drusadora, but they were like, Drusadora is here. And I'm like,
where is she at?
Why is you here? And I'm like, oh, y'all could have prefaced that. But I was really looking for Drew and Ralph. I was like, where's Ralph? Where's Drew?
Oh my gosh.
No. So yeah, and then I actually went to the Ari Lennox thing too. So it's been like events. Mm-hmm. TBC is this week.
Yes. Congressional Black Caucus.
Maybe I can find locate some open bars and some free food. Probably more the open bars.
Yeah. We'll see. I feel like it's a lot going on this weekend. Art All Night is going on tonight.
Art All Night was last night and tonight.
Yeah.
That didn't happen because I walked by yesterday in Capitol Hill and I was like, oh, there's so many people.
What's going on?
Why is the road blockaded?
Yeah.
How was your week?
Oh, busy. So last week, not even last week. It was like Thursday of last week. I went to Oklahoma. I went to apartment hunt for Tulsa and kind of just visit the city before I moved there. And it was actually really like nice. Like I liked it, surprisingly enough. So I found some apartments that I really like.
How much were they?
It's like more expensive than you would think because like
I want to know. In Alabama, I was shocked. I drove by a new apartment complex.
Yeah.
In my phone, I said, oh, the world is going into disarray. But how much was it?
My budget is like $111.
Oh, wow. That's cheap. Okay, let's go.
$112. I mean, or not $112, but like $1,200, $1,100. But I'm looking for one bedroom apartments also. So it's just like, it's not like.
Yeah, for one bedroom, of course.
Yeah.
Jordan, what's the price? Because I know you're looking at new luxury buildings, I'm assuming.
No, I saw them in that price range.
Yeah. Okay. So they were between $1,100 and $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
For one bedroom. Were you expecting less?
No. I mean, okay, I initially looked it up a long time ago, so I already knew about the prices. I just hope they don't like go up before I move in.
Hopefully they go down.
Yeah, hopefully they do go down for like the winter months. But it was this one apartment, right? It was $12,000. They just dropped the price, but it was like high ceilings. It was like very like lofty. And the only thing about it is like it only had one door and the door closed like the bathroom, but it was kind of, it was like big enough to where it separated the room from like the front room and everything. It looks so nice. She's like, yeah, this is the like last of the new builds that we have. And so I'm not sure if it's going to be open by January. I'm like, oh, I want it right now. But the only thing about it is that it's two things. So it had an electric stove. I don't like electric stoves.
Okay.
And two, the laundry is not inside the unit, but it's literally right next door. So it's like community laundry.
Absolutely not.
But it looked nice. Like it doesn't look like beat down and run down, like, you know, the DC apartments and stuff. It looked like people actually, you know, care about where they live at. So I was like, oh, okay, like this is just so nice. I was like, I should just move in next month, but I was just like, no, I can't do that.
So is your time frame still January, you think, for moving?
Yeah.
Is it cold in Oklahoma? No, right?
It snows there apparently.
Really?
So it's like about the same like temperatures as like Dallas, Texas. You know, sometimes it snows there too. But so you're set, it's still you're set, super hot.
So you're set on moving though to Tulsa.
I am set.
It confirmed everything.
Yeah, good. I did. Because it was like, good. My thing was like, I just didn't want to go nowhere. Like, I can go somewhere slower, that's fine. But if it's like nothing to do, I was not going to like it. But it was very eventful. We walked up on a music festival while we were there. So we got tickets for like $16 to go to a music festival. It was a lot of local artists, but then they had like Rhapsody. I think Father was supposed to show up, but he didn't. Father's out of Atlanta. So I knew his music and stuff, but it was just nice. Just, you know, people creating their own culture, you know, and it's not just like, ew, Oklahoma. But I went there for the weekend. I came back on Sunday night, really Monday morning, worked Monday and Tuesday. Then I went to New York Wednesday through Friday. Today, recording this is on Saturday. I'm exhausted. And then I moved next week. It's a lot going on. But I went to a sales summit. It's called Sisters in Sales. It was really good, though. Taraji spoke, and there was a lot of good discussions. And recruiters were there, and there was just, like, a lot of, like, things that I can take away to, like, my position now and kind of use that to be a better worker. A lot of things happening.
A lot of things happening.
All right. Well, each week we give you guys a not so peer-reviewed adulting factor tweet from Taraji's internet. Again, don't come for us if this fact is wrong, because we do not care. Studies show that 44% of all digital nomads are millennials between 26 and 41 years old. 21% are Gen Z, and the average age of a digital nomad in 2021 was 32 years old. I feel like that's kind of interesting to me, because I thought like the people that are moving around a lot were like people our age. I mean, I guess since it's like 26, that's the people above us. But still, like, I thought it would be more.
I believe this. I actually think, in my opinion, I think our class before like pandemic, you know, class after this was pandemic, it had all stuff happen. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were a lot of people, but a lot of our class, our peers move away from home because like we could. Like, yeah. It's kind of expected. Also, we kind of had to. Like your job always wasn't like
where you lived.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like you typically got jobs in areas that you were not already living in. Or you didn't go to school in your hometown or home city, so you got jobs after college, other places. So I feel like a lot of us moved out when we were younger. I think like after pandemic, everybody got so virtual. A lot of people don't, at 22, 23, I'm learning now, just didn't move out like at the crust of graduation.
So yeah. I mean, it would make sense to, honestly.
Right. So I think people now who move around are older, because they have that freedom. They've experienced being in one place and they want to kind of do different things. Whereas I'm sure like people who are Gen Z who are just graduating, they haven't even had like a their own home yet or home base yet. So that's kind of my thought process.
Yeah. And then I think also like the older generation, they had more money to, you know, kind of just bounce around. Cause I mean, at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was kind of concerned, like they were going to get laid off and stuff too. So I can understand like people our age, like, I don't know about this, but I feel like I wish I would have, I mean, not travel as in like go do touristy things, but like change my scenery a lot more than I did. Cause I mean, I did. I went to New York. I didn't go outside. I went to like Prospect Park and to eat, but I didn't really like be out there. And that was like later on, but and we went home a lot too. But it's just, yeah, I needed to change the scenery.
Went to North Carolina. Moving.
We did go. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. We did.
And I did that. I was a nomad, what, for how many months? Six mm-hmm. months. Yeah. I actually really enjoyed it. I actually really enjoyed like not having a home. But I really enjoyed having the freedom to like travel for 6 months and go see my friends and feel like I wasn't and have complete FOMO because I was always seeing different people in different places. I liked it.
Yeah. That's good.
It's harder to work though when you're like
always moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally in my conference like emailing people at 4:30 on a Friday because I forgot about something and I was like, oh my gosh, like I need somebody to respond to me. But yeah. Okay. In this next segment, we'll have our discussion where we try and offer our thoughts on a topic that relates to us being in our early 20s. Well, I was going to say early 30s, girl. Are we even early? We're mid 20s.
No, we're mid now. Don't get me started.
Okay. So as we can tell, I personally have a lot going on within my life. And I feel like this is just a time of a really great like transition for me. And it's kind of on par with like the weather dropping abruptly. Thursday, it was like 75, 80 degrees. And Friday was like 55, 60 degrees. I was so confused. And then also, I feel like my mood came out of nowhere, even though that's all I've been talking about for the past like 8 months. Anyways, I think it's a great segue to talk about major changes in our lives and what we go through. So we all have those like pivotal moments where we're faced with the decision to do uncomfortable things now in order to become a better person on the other side, of it. So I wanted to first start out by saying like in those times of like, you know, like you're going through a lot of changes, but you know, like it's for the better and like it's like all this anticipation to get through that moment. Like, what are those emotions that you feel when the times come? Like, are there like scared emotions? Is it excitement? Like, can we name it? Like, is it self-doubt, change of, or fear of change, fear to be great?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think I'm trying to think about it in a way is like something that I already didn't create. Like, I think when I moved and everything, like, that was, like, a self-imposed timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the lease so. Ending.
Yeah.
I did a lot of big decisions. I felt typically most of it sad. Like, I think my most was, like, always sad. When I left my first apartment, it was definitely sad.
Yeah.
I wasn't... Cause I think my decisions, I don't really feel emotions about them until after.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I was sad. My apartment was cleared out, but I also was like, oh, I'm done moving. Praise the Lord. Right. And then it was like, I'm going to North Carolina tomorrow. Like, you know, it was moving.
Yeah.
On. But my job, it was very like anticlimactic when I left my first job because I closed my laptop and it was like very much wasn't
it was
in
done.
Person. I also felt like I wasn't like walking out of building. I was still, I woke up in the same place week and a half later with a new job. So it was
a new laptop.
But you know, then months later when you like 6 months later, you know, you feel those emotions and you get sad about it. I do think though, I realize in my life, I don't do good with graduations. I don't know. like every graduation I've like acted out somehow in my life, like high school, college. I guess because those are like not, those are time when someone put on top of me.
Yeah.
That I don't do well. I'm never feel as happy or relieved or as proud as I think I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah.
And so then I get frustrated and I just end up acting out. Typically just like with my family, because the people want me to be in graduation with, because I feel like I put all this work in all these 4 years, blood, sweat, and tears. I'm like, this is it.
I've definitely felt that way before, especially like around graduations. I feel like I kind of like give up. Like I'm already like this is the celebration part of it. I don't put a lot of effort into, because I'm just like, I put effort, so much effort to get here. But then like I look back on those moments and I'm like, oh, I hated my hair for graduation. I should have did something else. Oh, I should have bought something, something, something. Like I didn't even take graduation pictures for college.
You didn't.
Like,
it's crazy.
I literally was just like, I'm done. Like I don't want to put any more effort into this. But then I look back on it and I'm like, I could have did that. Like, you know, like I want to have those experiences, or not experiences, but those like memories to look back on. But I feel like during the time I was just so stressed out, like just to get to that point stressed me out so much. And that's kind of how right now in my big transition, I feel very like, honestly, I feel scared. Like I feel like fear more than anything. Cause it's just like, you know, I don't have to move to Tulsa, right? Yeah. I don't have to move back home. I could just stay here and do what I've been doing, which is not even a bad thing. It's like me being here doing what I'm doing right now, I'm still like leveling up, and I still have a support system. I have my friends here. Like I've built this whole community for myself. So like leaving it, I'm just like, but what if I don't like it? Like I, like all the signs of me being in Tulsa seem like I would really enjoy it. Like I understand like the pros that I have for it, and very few cons. So I'm just like, what am I so scared of? Like, and I think to a certain aspect, it is like self-doubt. But at another point, I do think it's also like fear of being great. Like, what if I become like this person who really likes this place? Like, what if I become a whole new person that is creating another community and things like that? And it's like a lot of pressure to kind of not recreate my reality here, but also just like starting over and potentially being good at it. Now you have to like keep that responsibility of like doing better and doing great. I don't know. I think it's just like you have to change patterns, and change is always like uncomfortable, but I feel like I'm making the best decision for myself.
I think when I did my big changes, you know, last year, like they were all self-imposed. No one told me that I had to do all these things in my timeline. And I just felt like my therapy mantra at that time was like, nothing changes when nothing changes. And I felt like my life was fine. Nothing was wrong. Like, I was good. I liked my roommate. Like, I just felt like I was too young to be just so feel stuck.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I need to blow everything up. And I did. Mm-hmm. And like look back now and wondering like, oh, it was the best decisions. But I try to tell myself, struggle with it. But like at that time, like I was honoring where I was, the space I was in. Like I just felt like people always say, take risks now, do these things now, because when you get older, it's harder. So yeah, but yeah, with your move, you also like you created, this is all like just Jordan imposed. Like didn't know, you know, it's Jordan imposed.
Like nobody forced me to do any.
You have no new job where you have to move to. There's and like you have like, I need to go be with like these people over here in Tulsa.
No. It's cause so, like
I see a the breaking benefit. Point that you were like, I just gotta do something. I just gotta get it done.
I don't think it was like a for sure like breaking point. I think, well, not necessarily related to like me moving. I think it was just kind of a realization like, this is where I want to go in life, and how can I make that my reality? So like I look around to like people here in DC, like they're able to live on their own, they have these nice jobs, well-paying jobs and things like that. And I
barely
can get there. I can get there, but like, it'll be like, it's, I'm not there yet. Right. And so I'm just trying to figure out how I could be this version of an adult that I want to be, like just living on my own, working my job, having my fun, but I'm not feeling like super stressed out about where, like needing my next paycheck, you know, like, well, I can't wait till I get my paycheck on Friday and, you know, running up my credit cards and stuff like that, just to try to keep up with everything that's going on around me, you know? So I'm just like, maybe this isn't the environment for me to do that in. And if I want it, like, I can get it, but it's not going to be on the timeline that I want it here. So it's just like, I was opening myself up to other options of how to get it. And that's kind of how the Tulsa remote thing fell in my lap. Like, I just applied to it randomly, but I don't know. It was just like, I knew what I wanted and I knew how I wanted it to look. I just didn't really care about the details of it all. Like, I in my manifestations, I didn't say, I want to live in Washington, D.C., in a one-bedroom apartment in the middle of downtown. Like, I didn't write it like that. I said it more magnetically, which is what I learned about in one of the workshops that we did, having magnetic goals. I just said, like, I want to be, like, financially stable enough to where I can afford to live in a one-bedroom apartment. I can afford to have, like, a car note and things like that. And I wasn't really open with like the specifics because I feel like if you don't get something exactly how you want it, like it kind of feels like a letdown. But when you kind of open those goals to something that's more like, it allows for more things to come to you that you wouldn't have even imagined for yourself. That's when like real change happens within your life.
So what are magnetic goals? Like, is it?
So it's like, so the example that she had, she was saying that when you go to different summits and conferences, like obviously everybody has a goal from it. And she said, one of my goals was originally, I want to have 3 more clients. I have to figure out what her Instagram is, since I'm referring to her so much. But she was like, I want to enroll 3 more clients for my services. And that's fine. But that kind of pigeonholes you to one specific thing. What she changed to her magnetic goal was, I want to be more comfortable in my entrepreneurial spirit. And by that, she's opening up to saying, like, I want to be more comfortable talking to people and having conversations about what I do. I want to be more comfortable with being able to have multiple people come up to me wanting my services. And, you know, it just includes, it's like an umbrella. Like, it includes way more than just pigeonholing. Like, I just want 3 more clients. And she might have opened up herself to, like, having more engagements and having more speaking opportunities and things like that. So she was just saying that you should have, like, specific tactics to get there, but your goal shouldn't be very restricting. And what you want, because also the rigidity of the goal can put a lot of pressure on you than like you need to be able to get it. That's what the magnetic goals are. Let me find her Instagram real quick so I can shout her out.
But yeah, because you're the one out of us right now in the pivotal moment. Of their English is hard this week for me of your life, right? So like, yeah, I guess like more about how you feel, like how are you, like what are plans, like where, like where's all your stuff going, one, like what about your stuff, like we don't have practical feelings, but like where's your stuff going, like how has it been like planning on this, and like how are you, like yeah, what is, where's your stuff going, and two, like how are you coping with or being okay with like leaving people, like leaving like your support system?
Just real quick, her Instagram name is Taj Ava J, so it's TajAvaje. But oh girl, my you know how I walked into your bedroom, I mean your apartment when you were moving, I was like, Elise, everything looks the same. that's how it looks right now. Like, everything looks the same. But I'm throwing away everything, or I'm donating it, or I'm selling it on Facebook Marketplace. So today, I am going to be taking pictures of my furniture and putting them up there. But yeah, I'm pretty much kind of really starting over. Like, it's very expensive to ship things to Oklahoma from DC. So that's out of the picture. I'm not paying $5,000 to ship an $800 couch. I'm just so sorry. If I had more stuff, then different, it'll be different. But basically, I'm filling up my little suitcase that I have, and everything really that doesn't fit, deuces. I'm giving it all away.
Or what about your plants?
I'm getting them adopted.
What does that mean?
Destiny's adopting my plants. She's gonna.
That's not anything to your roommate. You didn't offer them to me.
Because you were gonna kill them.
I have plants. I was waiting for you to. I was gonna. You know what?
I really was thinking. I was like, should I give them to Elise? And I was like, no.
I want a plant. I know. That's so rude.
I have like four to choose from, so you can probably get a small one. You want the one in the green pot? She's newer.
I have to see which one that like are cuter.
She's cute. We'll see. But yeah, because I can't take everything with me, and a lot of this stuff I just carried along with me from college, and so it's just like I don't need any of this stuff for, like, I don't use it. It sits there, and I'm like, oh well, I might need it. No.
Never mind. I sold everything though, which you kind of have two more. I was like, oh wow,
yeah,
I have to purchase items to hold my clothing.
Yeah, wild. But that's also a perk of Tulsa Remote. So I'm getting $25,000. I'm sorry, $2,500.
I said, oh my gosh.
No, I wish. I'm getting $2,500 upon my move in, so I can use that to help furnish. And all the apartments that I was looking at, I don't need a lot of furniture in them. So they have like really big closets. So I don't need all of these different dressers and drawers and all the stuff I had. But yeah. And I'm like, I don't even wear half of the stuff anyway. So I don't even really need it. But another question I had was, how do you, like, who do you lean on when making like a big transition or major decision in life? And honestly, maybe controversial, I have to think internally when I'm making these decisions, because, you know, everybody else kind of projects how they feel about their situation or like things that they've been through or seen in their lives. But that doesn't mean that's going to be your life. So when I'm making these decisions, I don't ask anybody for advice on it. Like, if I do, it's because I've already like made up my mind, but I just want people to kind of say the same things I was saying to push me in that way. But I do that. That's so annoying. I've asked people, I'm like, should I do this or this? And if they choose the wrong one, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do that.
I do the same thing too, but I feel like you're better at than me. I get asked too many people for advice, and then I just spiral because everyone has opinions.
Yeah,
on what I should do.
Because, and then when everybody has opinions, it's so like annoying, because like that's all you hear. Like, you're like, what am I thinking? Am I thinking that, or is that what such and such said, or is that what so and so thinks? So I really have to think internally about the decisions that I make, like the big ones at least. Can't really trust anybody else. But yeah, no. And for the last question, how do you motivate yourself to make the best decision for yourself?
Jordan, this is a you episode, so we're turning it right back to you.
Oh my gosh.
This is about Jordan and her move. This is a pivotal life moment.
How do I motivate myself?
I don't know. They shoot a course.
Yeah.
You could have gone to Tulsa and said, I'm good on it.
Yeah. I think because I've been talking to people about it, not for their like advice or opinion on it, really. I'm just like, this is what I'm going to do. And like hearing people say like, oh, wow, like that's really great for you. Like, I understand why you're going, and all this other stuff and like, oh, maybe I should look into it too. And so it kind of makes me feel better about myself. Because I'm like, especially when you already have a plan and you like kind of say it out loud and people are just like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Then that would make
you've already
like,
socialized the plan to know
people. Yeah. And so that way I can't back down now, because if I don't go, they're like, all right, weren't you supposed to leave? And I'm like, yeah.
I decided not yeah, that. Yeah. Even though no one would care, just like your ego, like, well, yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I feel it.
And then I also think once you talk about stuff, like you bring it into fruition as well. Like some things like I don't speak about because it's like too early. And so you don't want people to like, you know, evil eye it or whatever. But I'm such a talkative girl. Like I love sharing everything. So I talk about it so much so that way it kind of convinces me too. Like, yeah, I am right about this. Yeah, I do believe myself when I say this, you know? So that's kind of how I've been pushing myself through it. But I don't know. It hasn't really hit me because I've been doing so many different things that I'm leaving. But I know I'm going to cry.
It hasn't hit me yet either. People want to ask me, like, how do you feel about Jordan moving? And I'm like, well, I'm sad. But also, I'm like, I've been like, this is like, I also been talking for a year as well.
So yeah.
I'm happy because I get it. Because you think about how long she's been here, like, it makes sense. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it hasn't really hit me. I'm not sad yet because I know I'm going to see Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm going to see Jordan in Atlanta, I'm sure, when I go home for, like, the fall. And like,
I'm coming winter. Back up here, too. So
it's like, so it's like, I don't think I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Also, she's staying with me right before she leaves. So I'm like, not like I'm not. So it won't hit me until, like, probably something I want to do. And, like, you're not here. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, Jordan's not here. This is wild.
Yeah.
What do I do? Yeah.
I don't think it's hit me that I'm going back home. Like,
I feel like you're going back home at a time, though, that won't be as weird. Because
I was just like holidays and stuff.
Yeah. When I was home during that time, I didn't feel a lot of FOMO. However, the FOMO would have been really bad if it was like from like, if I was living at home from like April to like July, like August, I probably would have been like, oh. Mm-hmm. The girls are outside and I'm not outside.
No, yeah. I feel like I definitely would be. Well, I'm so upset. I'm missing like the fall stuff. Cause I'm like,
you know
we could have gone to like a winery or,
you know, I'm locked in. I got my, I've been putting my calendar. And I don't care if it's just the lease. I'm gonna have a grand old time this time. Yeah. Cause I was in Georgia fall. No, not the same. Cause you don't
it's
have
not. Like, especially cause I feel like I have a lot of friends that still live back home.
It's not the same though.
But it's not friends that I've been like, we follow each other on Instagram. It's different than like seeing people like hanging out with them all the time. And they just happen to move to Georgia and I'm like going there too. So I'm like, okay, like da 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 da. Like it's a lot of catching up to do if I hang out with my friends back home now, which is fine. I'm more close to some than others, but it's still going to be like, who do I want to, like if I want to go out, like who?
And says, you know, I'm a friend group. So you got to be like, oh, there's a one-on-one. Is it two?
Yeah, it's one-on-one, yeah.
You just can't text a friend group. No, I get when I lived at home, too. It was weird because it was like I knew people and I've known them for a while. But, like, it was weird because it's like, it's not, like, I don't know what y'all are on. Like, I don't know if you want to do what I do and how I operate.
Like, what do y'all
and,
do here?
Like, I want to do this activity. Like, is that weird to you to go picking with children, like, or I want to. So no, I get it. Are people? I'm so used to being in a city environment. People want to stay in like the suburbs. I'm like, no. Like the point of us near a big city, we go into the city, and they don't go into the city. But I'm used to being in a city environment.
Yeah. Although I don't like driving in Atlanta.
I know you don't. Atlanta is, but I like the city. But it
I
is
like
reckless.
The city, but
it's reckless behavior.
It's so reckless now. I just don't like driving in general.
Thanks, boy. And think about it, you have to drive in Atlanta. You have to take it. You have to drive.
Yeah. Especially where I live. I can't, like, Uber. Unless I go to, like, my grandma's house first. And I just Uber from there. And I Uber back and drive home. But that's just so much at that point. But I think that's it for today. Next time, I don't think I'll be moved out yet. In 2 weeks, I'll be moved out. But I'm going somewhere else that next week. I've just been jet setting. I'm so exhausted, though. But on a flight. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode. We will see you next week, hopefully. Don't kill us if we're a little late. And we're going through a lot. And we just explained that. So. Bye.
Bye, y'all.